Hey everyone, welcome back to the Congressional App Challenge Debugged podcast. I'm your host Medha, and today I'm here with Natalia Luzuriaga, who is a former Congressional App Challenge Alumni Advisory Board member and co-founder of Hustle, which is an application that she's going to tell us more about. Natalia, how are you doing?
Hi Medha, thank you so much for having me. This is my first podcast, so we'll see how it goes.
You're gonna do super well. I just know it. Like, I know Natalia, and like, you're just so talented. You'll be able to
Thank
pick it
you.
Up really quickly.
So first I wanna ask
about your involvement with the Congressional App Challenge. Like, how did you get involved? Like, how did you end up becoming an alumni advisor board member? Like, tell me your story.
For sure. Yeah, so back in high school, I believed my computer science teacher brought up to me the Congressional App Challenge opportunity back in my back in the beginning of my senior year. Yeah, so he brought it up to me. I never heard of it. And since I have done app development in the past, I decided to give it a shot. So I actually participated in the Congressional App Challenge during the 2018 cycle. And there I created an app called Speech, which allows users to easily improve their pronunciation of words. So how it works is that you have a word on the screen, and then the user would hold down on a button to record themselves saying that word, and then the app is able to let the user know and identify whether the user has said the word correctly or incorrectly. So this allows users to actually practice their pronunciation of words just through their phone. So this is great for students that are in like speech therapy and kind of wanted to get more speech practice, or English learners that are learning English for the first time and also want to get that practice in. Yeah, so I ended up submitting that to the Congressional App Challenge, and I ended up winning for my district, which was pretty insane. And
so exciting.
Yes, exactly. And then I remember when I went to the awards ceremony, I was just honestly so inspired seeing other people from different states representing their districts and showing off all the apps they've done. And there was such a huge variety that people and different app ideas that I came across. And since then, I've been a huge proponent of the Congressional App Challenge because it really provides students the opportunity to meet people from around the world and also get to see like why software is so exciting. It's because there's so many different applications that that come with it, and so many ways that it can be applied to different industries. So since then, since I really resonated with the mission, I decided to join the Alumni Advisory Board this past year, serving as the workshops director. And there I was really able to help out the participants get started on their app ideas and actually build an app from that. So
that's so exciting. I have so many questions based off of that. But my first question is, like, when you were in high school, why was speech something that you wanted to create an app on?
So back in first grade, I ended up failing a test. This is my first test, but this test was actually my hearing test in the nurse's office. So I ended up not hearing all of the sounds in this hearing test. And I remember when I learned about the results and my nurse told me, I was very confused because I could hear people pretty fine and have regular conversations with them.
Right.
But after going to an audiologist, I found out that I actually had mild, moderate hearing loss, where I could hear things completely fine, but when it came to soft sounds, it would personally to me be very indistinguishable. And whispers also accompany that too. But yeah, so I found out I was diagnosed with mild moderate hearing loss. And through there, I was introduced to students in my school district that had even more severe hearing loss than me. So they needed hearing aids and like cochlear implants in order to like listen to music, have conversations with friends, and ultimately have the life that they have now. So while I was talking with these students that had even more severe hearing loss than me, one of the things that they told me was that some of them struggled with practicing their pronunciation of words because they either had to rely on like their parents to give them feedback, or their speech therapist or audiologist to also help them get feedback. So I remember thinking about that, and I was like, oh, what if I could create like a mobile app that allowed your phone to kind of be that person that would tell you whether you're saying words correctly or incorrectly. Yeah, so it was really, really cool to be able to learn, meet people from that space and learn how tech could be applied to kind of help people with their pronunciation of words. So
that's literally so inspiring. And like,
thank you.
That's so cool that you were able to take something that most people probably would have taken as like something that's holding them back, but you were like, wait, how can I be creative? And I love that. I think that's incredible.
Thank you. Yes, that was my thought process.
It's so cool that you were able to do that. And so I really want to hear more about like why you decided to directly focus on workshops when it came to working with the Congressional App Challenge.
For sure. Yeah. So one of the things that I loved doing on the side is honestly just teaching people new concepts. And honestly, the reason why I went to CS is because there's always so much learning that you have to do in the field. So with that comes just so many opportunities to kind of teach other people new skills. So back in high school, that's kind of when I started hosting my first workshops, which is I just volunteered teaching coding classes in my local library. And I remember from there, I really just loved working with students and kind of being there during their like aha moment when like things click and they kind of understand the concepts. And I always found that very fulfilling and empowering. I decided to kind of continue these types of initiatives through college. So that's why I decided to do that in the Congressional App Challenge. And a lot of what I also noticed during my time in the Alumni Advisory Board is that a lot of students, for some of them, it's their first time creating an app when they participate in the Congressional App Challenge. So I just knew that there was like a huge opportunity for me to help them teach those skills and really build their technical skill set so they can succeed with the challenge. So
that's so cool. And I'm curious, like, I know you mentioned that you loved being with the kids, like when they got their aha moment and you taught people how to code. How did you learn how to code?
For sure. It was interesting. I kind of just stumbled into it. Back in elementary school, I was really into computer games like Club Penguin, Pop Tropica, Wizard 101. Yeah, that was my go-to game. Yeah, and then I remember I was always like a user of these games, right? But I think one day it just randomly occurred to me like, oh, who's actually like making these games? Like, or how are these games even being built out in the first place? And then so I searched it up on Google, and then I came across, it was all done through computer programming. So I'm like, okay, let's just try it out. So I just did a online course on Code Academy. It was some like fundamentals of JavaScript online course. And then I just remember following it through. It's the type of course where you can do at your own pace. You have like little readings and examples of the code, and then they give you an exercise where like you apply it. As I was just doing it, I realized that I got so many aha moments from just doing that online course. And then things just started to click. And I was like, since I know these fundamentals and like I can make computers do certain things, like what if I could use computers to build out like even more cooler things that did like even more cooler functionality? I kind of just stumbled into it. And then as I was going into high school, I knew that I wanted to explore computer science a lot more. And I was very, very fortunate to live in a specific county in New Jersey where they offered you the opportunity to apply to a vocational magnet school. So I attended the Morris County School of Technology as a high schooler. And there I joined the Computer and Information Sciences Academy. So there every day they held classes where they taught you like different programming languages. So during our freshman year, we started out with Java. Then sophomore year, we did C++. And then from learning those programming languages, I was able to get a better idea of how programming languages work and how I could use what I've learned from my classes in order to build my own apps. So I was also very, very fortunate for my high school to provide me opportunities to learn how to code.
No, that's so lucky, and that's so such a cool journey that you were able to go from playing games to thinking about how are these made? And then I love the initiative too that you taught yourself your first language through Code Academy. I actually taught myself through Code Academy too, so it's so cool that that's how you learned too. I love that. Okay, so I know that we've talked about your technology background a lot. I also want to talk about your entrepreneurship background because you founded an app. Can you just talk us through like what that looked like? What is the app? Everything. Give us the spiel.
For sure. Okay, let's see. How we came up with the idea of Hustle was that my friends and I, as students at UCLA before the pandemic, we noticed that there were a lot of students in the dorms either cutting hair for other students in their floors, doing manicures, or they were selling their own products that they made, like jewelry or crochet products. So we noticed that there were these student small business owners on campus, but because UCLA has a huge student population, not a lot of students knew about these small businesses. And then when we talked to these student small business owners, we noticed that a lot of them start a small business in the first place was because one, they either couldn't get a campus job and they needed some sort of consistent source of income. Two, they wanted some sort of job that provides them a lot of flexibility with their hectic schedule. And three, they just wanted some sort of a consistent income to either have some pocket money or they could use that money to pay off their tuition. So after learning about the motivations of why students would host these small businesses, we realized, okay, what if we make a platform where all UCLA students are on and these student small business owners can host their businesses on this platform? And that way, all UCLA students would have access to these businesses and they can easily purchase from each other and make orders at a much more affordable price. So that's honestly how Hustle came to be. So because we did start Hustle in the summer of 2020, going into the 2020 to 2021 school year at UCLA, the entire year was remote. So because of this actually gave us a lot of time to develop the app because no one was on campus. So because of that, we really spent a lot of time doing market research, talking to a lot of student small business owners on campus. We spent a lot of time creating prototypes and UI UX designs for the app, and we spent a lot of time building out the app. So going on to the next school year, the 2021 to 2022 school year, that's when we were able to actually launch the app in April of 2020 to the UCLA community. So this was super exciting because after working on it for 2 years, it was finally in the hands of users, and we were really able to see the impact that it had helped out with the student small business owner community at UCLA. So one of our sellers, her name is Neha, and she does manicures. She found a lot of success with the app. She always tells me how she always gives me positive feedback on it, on like how it makes everything a lot easier for her to manage all the orders she gets with her manicure appointments that she has throughout the quarter. She finds it a lot more easier to advertise because she can easily post on the Explore page. And finally, she's able to kind of develop a reputation and kind of build her credibility just as a student small business owner. Because on Hustle, we allow buyers to write reviews for these student small business owners, and that will hopefully encourage more customers and newer customers to purchase from her. So honestly, just kind of hearing her story and being involved with a lot of the sellers on the app, it's very fulfilling to see how like we help support them in that way. And honestly, I'm just excited for this school year where our goal is to just grow the app and get even more student small business owners on the app and encourage more transactions. So
that is so cool, and that's such an interesting story. I love how you took us through the entire entrepreneurship journey and also like the technical part of it as well. So I'm just so curious, like, what's some feedback that you've received? Like, what are you working on right now? If you're allowed to share with us, like, what are you working on?
Yes, of course, of course. Oh my God. So in terms of a marketing perspective, our number one goal is to just get a lot more users on the app. So when we launched back in April of 2020, unfortunately, because we came across a lot of bugs when we had to submit the app to the App Store, we launched in the middle of the quarter. So that only gave us really 1 month to actually properly advertise and get more orders. So overall, we just had that like 1 month of operation. So we weren't able to get as many users on the platform as we hoped for. At the time, we were only able to get 200. So for this school year, we honestly just want to get a lot more people on the app. So there's so much new marketing initiatives we have. For instance, one, we have a program where we're helping students that don't have experience running their own business, actually helping them start their own small business this quarter. So we have students that want to make their own jewelry, that want to sell secondhand clothing, and that want to sell their own skin products. So we're helping them actually build out an actual business by the end of the quarter. So that's super exciting. And then, so that's how we're trying to get more sellers on the app. And honestly, that's how we're kind of trying to encourage people to try out entrepreneurship and kind of be their own boss and start their new initiative. And then second, we have so many interesting marketing campaigns coming up. We're going to be flyering all over campus. We're going to be hosting some exciting events, such as a student small business owner panel, where we're going to get successful, experienced student small business owners and kind of ask them about their journey. So hopefully that'll inspire more students to start their own small businesses. We also are planning in the works of a flea market where we're going to invite our sellers to actually sell their products to the UCLA community. So there's just so many really cool initiatives that we have in the future. And personally, as someone that has no marketing experience at all, it's really interesting to kind of be in that space and kind of shift my thinking to, okay, now that we have this app developed, how can we actually grow it and get people to use it?
That's so cool. And I kind of love how you created a small business to help other small
Exactly.
businesses. And now you're helping more people start their own small businesses. I think that's just such a nice, like, social impact mission, and, like, really all it does is, like, encourage people to be creative and innovative.
Exactly. I love that. Everyone has it in them, for sure. Yes.
I love that. So my last question for you is, what advice do you have for young people who are interested in tech or entrepreneurship? Like, what would you do, or what would you tell yourself if you could go back in time?
Okay, that's a good question. Let's see. I think probably one of the biggest things that I'm really glad that I did throughout high school and college is that I've always been a self-starter and someone who's proactive in learning new skills or starting new initiatives. So that's honestly just probably the biggest quality that I would encourage any high school student to have. If you have some sort of idea, just don't always have it in the back of your head. Definitely take some action, because you never know where it will take you. You'll just never know where it'll take you. I think another advice I have is that throughout my journey in high school and in college, I've always had a lot of moments of self-doubt and just questioning why I'm doing what I'm doing. But I think ultimately it comes down to the fact that I should never question my abilities or kind of underestimate myself. I realize that there's a lot of power in being confident in yourself and believing that you are capable of so many things. And I feel like just always having that mindset, along with being a self-starter combined, it really rewards you in so many different ways and takes you to places that you never thought it'll take you. So that is my biggest advice.
Such great advice. Thank you so much, Natalia. You're so great to speak with. You did super well on your first podcast. So
thank you.
Do more, because you're good at it. And you have a lot of interesting things
thank
to
you,
say.
Maida.
But thank you so much for coming. Really appreciate you coming on and telling us about your journey. And I wish you the best of luck on Hustle. I hope you get as like the most amount of users possible. Like, I hope you get all of UCLA's
yes.
campus on it.
That is the goal, dude. That's the goal. Thank you so much for having me, Maida. It's been a
of
pleasure.
Of course. And thank you so much for everyone who's listening. Be sure to tune back in next time for our next episode.